Yasoda Nanda Na Brajana Ranjana Yasoda Nanda Jamuna Tira Vana Chadi Jamuna Tira Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Prabhupada, Jaya. Jaya, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Ram Sagaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Chusri Gaurabhakta Vrindiki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Govinda Shyama Kunda Radha Kudda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadap Dham Ki Jai Ram Jamana Tulsi Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrindiki Jai Samaveta Bhakti Vrindiki Jai Gopremanandi All glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to some of the bodies, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamane Namaste Sarasvata Deve Gauravani Prachalane Nirvishesha Shunyavani Pashtata Desha Tarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shosri Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Putting from Srimad Bhagavatam 10 to 10, chapter 84, verse 19. Brahmate hridayam suklam tapas vajaya samyamai yatropalabdham sadvyaktam avyaktam chatata param. Brahma and the Vedas, he, your, hridayam, heart, shuklam, pure, tapa, by austerities, swajaya, study, sangyamai, and self-control, yatra, in which, upalabdham, perceived, sat, pure spiritual existence, avyaktam, manifest, avyaktam, unmanifest, cha, and tata, to that, param, transcendental. Translation, the Vedas are your spotless heart, and through them one can perceive, by means of austerity, study, and self-control, the manifest, the unmanifest, and the pure existence, transcendental to both. Purport, avyakta, the manifest, consists of the visible things in this world, and the avyakta consists of the subtle underlying causes of cosmic creation. The Vedas point towards the transcendental realm of Brahman, which lies beyond all material cause and effects. Therefore, O Supreme Brahman, you honor the members of the Brahminical community, for they are the perfect agents by which one can realize you through the evidence of the Vedas. For that reason, you are the foremost worshipper of the Brahmanas. To date, our birth, education, and austerity and vision have all become perfect because you have been able to we have been able to associate with you, the goal of all saintly persons. Indeed, you yourself are the ultimate supreme blessing. Purport, the sages here contrast their respect for the Lord with his reciprocal worship of them. Lord Krishna honors Brahmanas as a means of instructing less intelligent men, whereas he is in fact absolutely independent. The Brahmanas who worship him, on the other hand, benefit themselves more than they can imagine. So, here the sages are praising the Supreme Lord and identifying one aspect of the contribution, or how the Lord, or we can say justify why the Lord is worshiping the sages. So, they give this explanation that the Vedas are non-different from the Supreme Lord. And if we know the Vedas and study the Vedas, etc., and realize them, then we can understand about Supreme Lord. And the Brahmins are the ones who are supposed to reveal this knowledge to people. So therefore, it is natural that the Lord will give respect to Brahmanas because they can reveal knowledge of the Supreme Lord to other people. On the other hand, the Brahmins themselves previously said that they were a little bit confused because the Lord was praising them and giving them respect. So in verse 21 they say that actually we give respect to you because you are actually the goal of all the knowledge of the Vedas and all of our knowledge. So the Lord worships the Brahmins and the Brahmins worship the Supreme Lord. So the idea here is that the Vedas convey knowledge of the Supreme Lord, and the Brahmanas are the people who reveal it to everyone, and therefore one should respect that. So in other words, somehow or other, we should get the knowledge of the Vedas, and it comes through the Brahmanas. Of course, it doesn't have to come through only Brahmanas, but in traditional society, the Brahmana was the one who studied the Vedas. This is modified to some degree because Vedavyas, though he recorded and divided up the Vedas, he also wrote the Puranas and Mahabharata. So these works are not restricted to the Brahmanas. So anyone can hear and anyone can read and anyone can even teach. So this opens up the conveyance of knowledge to others as well. And Puranas and the Mahabharata are said to be non-different from the Vedas. So they're called the fifth Veda, which means they're equal to the other four Vedas. So therefore the knowledge is the same.
And of course, Jiva Goswami concludes all that knowledge, then the conclusion comes with Srimad Bhagavatam. In this Purana, we get the conclusion of everything stated in the simplest and most direct way. So anyone who can present the Bhagavatam, then he becomes the conveyor of the highest knowledge. So then the person who does that, who can do that, he is considered to be the most respectable. And one should give respect to the speaker of the Bhagavatam. So this is the Gaudiya conclusion of everything. And finally it comes down to Bhagavatam. The one who knows the Bhagavatam through devotion and speaks it, he is the one who is worthy of respect. And that is beyond Varna. Anyone can do that. In any case, the idea is that the Lord is very merciful, and in order to give people knowledge and get them out of the material world and situate them in bliss, he has various means of delivering knowledge to people. So one is through the Vedas, another is through the Puranas and the Mahabharata, etc., different scriptures. But then the scriptures always come through a person. So the Brahmanas deliver the Vedas, usually. Of course, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas are also qualified to study the Vedas, but generally it's the Brahmanas who specialize in this, so they deliver the Vedas. As for the Puranas and the other ones, Bhagavad Gita, anyone can do that, and the qualification is devotion. Of course, even for the Brahmanas, Lord Chaitanya makes a distinction. He says there are Brahmanas in name, and there are Brahmanas who actually have knowledge and know the conclusion of the Vedas. This is speaking about the people who have the actual conclusion, not the persons who just are Brahmins in name because they're born in a Brahmana family, but people who really study and come to the proper conclusion. So they are the ones who get the most respect of all. But even then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distinguishes higher than the Brahmana, even if he is following the Vedas properly and he knows the Vedas, is the Vaishnava. If the Brahmana is a Vaishnava, very good, but then we also see Brahmanas who are not Vaishnava, so they have a different conclusion. So then it is the Vaishnava. But at the same time, a Vaishnava may not be a Brahmana. He may not even be in the Varnashram system, but still he's higher than all the rest. So the Vaishnava, therefore, is the one who has the final conclusion. He may be in a Brahmana, may not be a Brahmana. He may not be in the Varnashram system at all. But if he knows the conclusion, then he is superior to everyone else, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In any case, we have the scripture, and ultimately, if we take the Bhagavatam as the final scripture, those persons, those devotees who can deliver the Bhagavatam, then they are the ones who can deliver the final truth to everyone and are most beneficial for the world. And therefore, they should be respected. And we see, of course, just as the Lord here is respecting the sages who have come. We find that the respect and worship of the devotee is one of the essential elements of bhakti. And so the devotees also do this. They respect the devotees of the Lord. And sadhu sangha is one of the most important elements of bhakti. And it is through that sadhu sangha by which one gets knowledge that faith develops, and from faith we approach devotees and we get the knowledge. So there are devotees involved at all stages of the process of devotional service, so therefore the devotee is respected. And of course we see that ultimately the Lord falls under control of the devotee. Therefore the devotee has a very special position as far as the Lord is concerned and within the process of bhakti. So the devotee is the conduit or the medium by which the Lord's mercy manifests in this material world. It goes through the devotees. Just like electricity goes through copper wires. So we have wires made of iron or something else like that. Then the electricity doesn't go through properly. So the devotee is a special human being, and then the bhakti flows through the devotee. So what makes them special is the bhakti. So there is some bhakti there, then this becomes the medium by which the bhakti can flow from Krishna to other persons in this material world. This is the means by which the Lord uplifts people in the material world through devotees. And what do? They, of course, present the knowledge of the Vedas, knowledge of the Puranas, knowledge of the Bhagavatam. So scripture and devotee go together. One of the main functions of the devotee is to deliver the scripture. And the reason for that is that without the proper devotion, then we cannot get the correct meaning of the scripture. So we cannot deliver properly. So therefore, the devotion is necessary in order to deliver the scripture. And then we get the proper meaning. So in this way, the Lord has arranged for a system of delivering the people of this world. And that is through scripture and through devotees. So what they do, what is the conclusion of scripture ultimately? It implies some action on the part of the jiva. So what action the devotee should do? That is process of bhakti. He should do activities of engaging his senses in pleasing the Supreme Lord. So we have direct activities to do that. So these are the angas of bhakti mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Nectar Devotion, 64 angas. So we do those activities and engaging our senses, and this is the process by which we can get the proper result. So the process of bhakti is mentioned in scripture, delivered by the devotees, and that the devotee practices and he gets the result. So this is the way in which Krishna has made an arrangement for delivering the fallen souls. We follow the process and we get the result. So it is not a complicated process, but we have to follow it exactly as given, and then we get those results. So to ensure that it is followed properly, therefore we have the devotees. Because if we have scripture, we can always misinterpret it according to our own inclination. So the devotees are the guarantee that the meaning stays intact. So that is why we have the parampara system, so the meaning stays intact. And with that, then the devotee can practice properly and get the proper result. So the process is arranged by the Supreme Lord, and we follow that, then we have no particular problems at all. So the scripture and the devotee are essential, and the two are related because it requires a devotee to understand the conclusion of the scriptures and to choose the proper scriptures to study and deliver. So the devotee chooses the bhakti scriptures. And particular devotees choose the Bhagavatam. If we're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, the particular knowledge that we get comes through a particular devotee, and this will give us a particular goal. So therefore, we have to choose a devotee over a non-devotee, and then we choose a particular devotee within all devotees in order to get the result that we want. So we want to worship Krishna, we go to Bhagavatam. Want to go to Vishnu, we can go to Vishnu Purana or whatever. So the jiva is free to choose any of these different options among devotees. So if we choose Bhagavatam and Krishna, then again, they're different interpretations or whatever. So Vallabhacharya has his the meaning of the Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particular meaning. Nimbarkacharya has another meaning. So even if Bhagavatam, we could have different meanings. And in fact, we have many meanings. Some acharya in the Sri Sampradaya has written a commentary on the Bhagavatam. Somebody in the Madhva Sampradaya has written another commentary like that. So, different. Even Mayavadis write commentaries on the Bhagavatam. So, we get all sorts of commentaries, and then all sorts of Vaishnava commentaries. Again, we have choice. If we choose Lord Chaitanya's movement, then we follow the conclusions given by the acharyas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, that is, Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti, Baladeva Drusna, etc. And we come out with proper meaning according to our sampradaya. And we follow that, and then we get that particular goal. So in this way, we have a particular goal, and according to that, then we have particular means of getting there, and the acharyas guide us in the proper direction. So in this way, we have a necessity of following a parampara and following the line of devotees and how they've given the meaning to others. So very, very important. So not only scripture is important, but the devotee and how the devotee delivers the meaning of the scripture. So the meaning is there, and then the devotion is also there. So the idea is that even the devotee may be called a devotee, but he cannot get the proper meaning unless he's qualified as a devotee, a real devotee, not just a named devotee. So devotee means that he has proper faith. So he has faith in the conclusions of Bhagavatam. He has faith in the process of pure bhakti. And, of course, with that faith, when he practices bhakti, he develops a taste. And that combination of his taste and his faith and his knowledge of the Bhagavatam produces a good result. This can act as a guidance for other jivas. So therefore the devotee is very, very necessary to guide the jiva in the material world.
Maharaj, you see in the Chaitamrita, two things explain, like one is called Gantra Bhagavata and it's called Vyakti Bhagavata, Bhakti Bhagavata. So can you say that both are interrelated, that Gantra Bhagavata cannot give good result without Vyakti Bhagavata? With the Vyakti Bhagavata, means person Bhagavata. That Granta Bhagavata cannot give good result without Vyakti Bhagavata.
Well, definitely. Scripture needs devotees. So I said, Mayavadis can also take the Bhagavata or any scripture, bhakti scripture, and come up with a different meaning. So it requires, and then Rupa Goswami says in Nectar Devotion, you cannot understand this work by logic. You need ruchi, which means you have to be a devotee with taste. Then you can understand the book. Same with the Bhagavatam. It's described that the Bhagavatam is the highest fruit on the tree of the Vedas. And then our acharyas explain that you cannot just climb up the tree and grab the fruit or throw it down on the ground. It'll break if you handle it roughly. So you have to hand it down to another person on the tree. He hands it down to another person, and then it comes down to the ground, and then we have the fruit intact. So in other words, the Bhagavatam has to be handed down carefully through a proper parampara of devotees. Then it's intact. Otherwise, it gets all meaning, everything, conclusions may be different. So we have to have a parampara system for the handing down of the Bhagavatam.
Can you say that then that the devotees act here as like a ladder to climb to the top of the tree to get the fruits?
Well, we don't have to climb. They hand
anyway,
it down.
They
hand
ladder,
it down. They hand it
what?
Down.
Huh.
They hand it down to us.
Okay.
Yeah. One person to another person to another person, then we just take the fruit. We don't have to climb up the tree.
Uh-huh.
We just sit at the bottom. Somebody delivers it to us. So with less effort that way.
Maharaj, another thing, you know, it's mentioned in the, I think, you know, Pancharatra maybe, that Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidividana Vikantika Hari Bhakti Utpata Vikalpade. He said that following the rules according to the scriptures, if one doesn't follow the rules according to the scriptures, it's like a disturbance for the society.
Yeah.
So how to understand this statement? Because the bhakti is above that.
Oh, bhakti has rules also. So we have all sorts of rules for karma yoga, rules for jnana yoga, rules for astanga yoga, rules for bhakti yoga. So we can take that, of course, in any way, but it says we're talking about bhakti here. So the bhakti should follow the rules of scripture. So there are certain rules in scripture. Now our main authority is nectar devotion by Rupa Goswami. Or we can say Bhakti Sandarbha by Jiva Goswami. So they tell us about bhakti, and it's all based upon Bhagavatam. So we practice bhakti according to those rules. Then we get the proper result. We cannot concoct our own rules. Follow some other process like jnana instead and call it bhakti or whatever. We have to follow the particular rules given in the scripture and of course clarified by our acharyas, and then we get the result.
That means there is
so there's rules for everything.
So that means there is a something called do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
That everybody has to follow. If doesn't follow, it becomes a disturbance.
Yeah. So of course bhakti in nectar devotion there in the second part and Vaidhi Bhakti and Raghunuga Bhakti, then he has what you do and what you don't do also.
So that is from the Vaidhi Bhakti, whatever Raghunuga Bhakti, no rules.
Also, it's also that what you do in Raghunuga Bhakti, the rules. So it's not just you do anything, particular thing you have to do. You live in Vrindavan, you follow externally the rules of the Vaidhi Bhakti, internally you serve Krishna and Raga. You listen to the scriptures like the Bhagavatam, so you have a whole series of things you have to do in Raghunuga also. So rules are there as well. Because it's also a sadhana.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Among the Satvik Puranas, we have Padma Purana and Vishnu Purana, and they also have a lot of past tenses, especially Padma Purana of Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the reason for taking Bhagavatam as Amala Purana, spotless?
Mm. Yeah. So, Bhagavatam has been given a special emphasis. We see that many people write commentaries, so many people have written commentaries upon the Bhagavatam as compared to Vishnu Purana or Padma Purana or other Satvika Puranas. Which means there's a good reason for that also. And one, of course, is that the details of Krishna's pastimes are presented very nicely in more detail in the Bhagavatam, and we can say in a more attractive way even than in the other Puranas. And therefore, different people are attracted to explaining Bhagavatam and Krishna, his pastimes of the Krishna through the Bhagavatam rather than through other works, even though they have sections on Krishna or whatever. The Bhagavatam is mainly about Krishna, whereas the other works, Krishna's there, but other things are also there. So Krishna becomes most prominent and is presented in the most attractive way as well. So therefore it's considered the highest fruit on the tree because it's the sweetest fruit. Which means, by reading Bhagavatam, we get a special taste for Krishna, which when we read other Puranas, we don't get the same taste. And of course, one thing is that Bhagavatam points out Krishna as Swayam Bhagavan. The other works don't do that. Krishna is avatar, or whatever, that's it. But not pointed out as the conclusion of everything. Another aspect, of course, is Radha Krishna is elevated to the topmost realization.
Can you say that, Maharaj, that Vishnu Purana and other Purana normally deal with the different avatars as well as in the material world activities? Can you say?
Well, they all describe, Bhagavatam also describes other avatars, but Krishna is definitely pointed out as Bhagavan Swayam, special. He contains all the qualities of everything else plus more, and more attractive. We have Radha Krishna and Madhurya Rasa presented as the highest goal. So other Puranas present Krishna, they present other pastimes, they even present Radha Krishna, but not to the same degree and not as the highest tattva.
Haribol Maharaj, in the Shruti and Smriti, Shruti is Bhagavad Gita Krishna spoken directly, whether Srimad Bhagavatam is Smriti, so why Bhagavatam is higher than Shruti?
Well, for us Shruti and Smriti are equal, because Shruti is the Lord in the sense that it's eternal and not spoken by anybody but preserved and carried on. Smriti is also non-different from the Supreme Lord, but it may be spoken by sages or whoever, like or written at a certain time by Vedavyas, and maybe subject to change in different kalpas. But it's the same essence, so therefore it's also non-different from the Supreme Lord and non-different from the Vedas. So we don't consider it in the inferior category. Rather, we say superior in the sense that everything becomes clear, because here Krishna is directly mentioned and directly mentioned as the highest form of worship.
In the Shruti, you don't get this kind of statement directly, Krishna the Supreme Person of Godhead.
Yeah.
We don't get this kind of statement. That means Krishna is not saying himself that he is the Supreme Lord.
So therefore, that's why we say Bhagavatam is superior, because we get direct statements here, whereas we don't in the Vedas.
He has a question that, you know, he said that although he is trying to become a devotee, but his family members not becoming devotees, so what to do? His question. He is trying to follow devotional service, but his family members not following or not trying to become devotees, so what to do in the sense?
Well, encourage them. If we can't force them, obviously, but hopefully just the association will influence them, but it may take time. Unless they get faith, they won't accept. And it may take time for faith to develop. Maybe it'll develop in this lifetime, maybe it will not, we don't know. But if you associate with them and give them mercy, then possibly they can advance in this lifetime to get faith and then become devotees.
ಶ್ರೀಮದ ಕಲಂಕ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣ ಶಶಿಕೋಟಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಮನೋಹರ ಸಟಾ ಪಟಲ ಕಾಂತ ಶ್ರೀಮದ ಕಲಂಕ ಪರಿಪೂರ್ಣ ಶಶಿಕೋಟಿ ಶ್ರೀಧರ ಮನೋಹರ ಸಟಾ ಪಟಲ ಕಾಂತ ಪಾಲಯ ಕೃಪಾಲಯ ಭವಾಂಬುಧಿ ನಿಮಗ್ರಂ ದೈತ್ಯವರ ಕಾಲ ನರಸಿಂಹ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಪಾದ ಕಮಲಾವನತ ಪಾತಕಿ ಜನಾನಾಂ ಪಾತಕ ದಾವಾನಲಪತ ತ್ರಿವರ ಕೇತೋ ಪಾದ ಕಮಲಾವನತ ಪಾತಕಿ ಜನಾನಾಂ ಪಾತಕ ದಾವಾನಲಪತ ತ್ರಿವರ ಕೇತೋ ಭಾವನ ಪರಾಯಣ ಭವಾರ್ತಿ ಹರಯ ಮಾಂ ಪಾಹಿ ಕೃಪಯೈವ ನರಸಿಂಹ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಗಂಗ ಕನಕ ಪಂಕ್ತಿ ದಲಿತಾಸುರವರಾಶ್ರಯ ಪಂಕನವ ಕುಂಕುಮ ವಿಪಂಕಿಲ ಮಹೋರಗ ಕನಖ ಪಂಕ್ತಿ ದಲಿತಾಸುರವರಾಶ್ರಿತ ಪಂಕನವ ಕುಂಕುಮ ವಿಪಂಕಿಲ ಮಹೋರಗ ಪಂಡಿತ ನಿಧಾನ ಕಮಲಾಲಯ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಪಂಕಜ ನಿಷಣ್ಣ ನರಸಿಂಹ ನರಸಿಂಹ ಶು ವಿಭೂಷಣಮಿವಾಮರವರಾಣಾಂ ಯೋಗಿ ಹೃದಯೇಷು ಚ ಶಿರಸ್ಸು ನಿಗಮಾನಾಂ ಮೌಲಿಷು ವಿಭೂಷಣಮಿವಾಮರವರಾಣಾಂ ಯೋಗಿ ಹೃದಯೇಷು ಚ ಶಿರಸ್ಸು ನಿಗಮಾನಾಂ ರಾಜದರವಿಂದ ರುಚಿರಂ ಪದಯುಗಂ ತೇ ಯೇ ಹಿ ಮಮ ಮೂರ್ಧಿ ನರಸಿಂಹ ನರಸಿಂಹ